Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. One of the things that I want to point out, and the reason I had Keith on the show, because, yes, this is a show about guns and gun rights and everything else. One of the things that happens whenever we have one of these rampage killings, if you look back, especially if it was a student, if you look at back at their background, they were bullied. And in order to take an approach to trying to circumvent that or short-circuit that, it's going to take a special kind of approach that some of these school districts simply are not capable of doing. And I find it, like, for example, with Mike Genova. Mike Genova is, he was my instructor in Columbia, South Carolina. I was with him before he was ever a black belt. I'm part of what is referred to as the Rosewood crowd, because that was his first karate school after he broke away from his instructor. He now teaches almost exclusively children, and he has these after-school programs and everything. And, I mean, he is very much a part of the school district in which he lives and works. And they know who he is in the school districts, and they work with him. And law enforcement knows who he is, and they work with him. And, I mean, Mike is given a chance to have an impact on these kids that he teaches. The impact he had on me when I was in basic training. I could hear his words when I was in basic training. When I was going through the heart attack, I could hear his words. And one of the things he did that came out of that is that Mike developed fighters. Mike was a fighter. Keith was a fighter. But when they recognized that they had taken a bunch of young men and turned them into superb fighters, and at the same time, then they had a bunch of, you know, along with that's going to come some swagger, maybe a degree of cockiness. They were a little, they rethought their positions when they realized that there was no respect coming from these guys. There was a bunch of black belts out there that didn't have any respect. So Mike radically changed his whole curriculum that he was teaching at the time. And I mean, Mike, at one time, with the exception of Keith Vitale, most of the other top fighters in the United States at that time were Mike's students. So and the tenets of what makes a good martial artist is what makes a good concealed carrier as well. The discipline to know when you need to fight and when you don't need to fight, that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? But rampage killers, in their background somewhere, they have been victims of bullying. And, I mean, this was happening when I was a kid. Although we didn't have the rampage killers we have now because we weren't medicated to our eye sockets. Nowadays, if you're a little boy, you're going to get medicated to your eye sockets. If you just, you know, behave as a young male might. And so I found that important to bring to the forefront. The other part that was important that we didn't get to that I'm going to have Keith back on to talk about is the pushback he's getting from it. As he gets in there and tries to intervene and turn these children around, and let's forget about what we say about schools being indoctrination centers, which they are. and some of the other things we say about schools, which are also true. Let's just look at where some of these, in these inner cities, like in Chicago, right? There is no educational opportunity. They have no control over the schools. And what he was describing earlier about the kids running up and down the hallways and, you know, cussing out the teachers and everything else, that's very evident there. And without some sort of an intervention where they're given some sort of option besides what they think their life is going to be, they're not going to turn out great. And yet, despite knowing this, we know this. We know this already. We know he has a track record. We know he has done some good stuff. Despite all of this, he's getting pushback. And that's primarily because he's conservative. Which we didn't get to that part either. One of the guys that we were mentioning, Bruce Brucci. Bruce is a raging gun guy now. I mean, he has a he's a big six-hour guy. He loves the SIG platform. He's got a very impressive collection. He trains every chance he can get, and he's very good at what he does. And I think Bruce might be 66 or 67 years old. Still moves like a young man. So does Mike. So does Keith. So, you know, that's the importance of this. We've got to look. You know, I'm good. Nothing's ever going to happen in this lifetime of mine to where it's going to collapse. The children, though, the children that get lost in the shuffle, the children get left behind, all that stuff that happens, they're the ones that are going to that will pay that ultimate price. And both Mike Genova, through his karate school, and Keith Vitale, through his books, have started this outreach where they're trying to reach out to these children and say, it doesn't have to be that way. And just giving that glimmer of hope will get their attention, and they will come. They will show up. And Mike, I mean, Mike's students now are considered to be, as far as just children, they're considered to be outstanding. Outstanding. They have a great foundation for life that Mike has instilled in them that will stay with them for the rest of their days. I mean, it does with me today. So, when I heard about this book, I was like, well, I got to get involved in this. I got to do it my small way. Victor Stops the School Bully on Amazon.com. I didn't have, we ran out of time, but I'll have Keith back on. I mean, I know a couple of movie stars now. I didn't ask him if he's into guns, although I would probably suspect his brother Steve, who was just every bit as dangerous as Keith was. He just went a different route. I would imagine that Keith is a firearm specialist as well, because he was a colonel in the Marine Corps. But for those of you who might have been wondering what that was about, that's what that is about, because we will continue to be attacked every time there's a rampage killing. And these rampage killings occur because we do nothing to stop it as it develops, which is what these guys are doing. They're stopping this as it develops. Not everybody who gets bullied is going to turn into a rampage killer, but all the rampage killers seem to have been bullied. And no child should be bullied. No child should be distracted from their school or studies or something like that. They should be, and I know that's human nature and everything else, but I mean, does that mean, do we just simply say, well, so is crime, so is this, so is that? Do we simply say, okay, because it's human nature, we shouldn't do something? And I say no. These guys are. They're from my past. One of them had a large degree in shaping me as I am today. And I started with him when I was 13 years old. That was 1974, I do believe. So the stuff that he taught me then still stays with me today. That foundation, having that foundation, that is epic. For any kid, it will serve them well. Very few of them will ever forget that great foundation. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live. Goodness, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Democrats expect the Biden-Harris ticket are going to, they expect that to prevail in November. They think you're all thirsty for gun control and everything else they're going to bring. But in the event it doesn't, they will go to Plan B and try to make lemonade out of the lemon that it has been handed. Now, first consider what's going to happen if Joe Biden is elected president. He will initiate a radical agenda. That's a given. And while that's going on, two other things will be unfolding. They are, order will be restored quickly in the cities, and the Wuhan flu will finally be put in proper perspective. And it's not going to be a result of anything the Biden administration does. It will merely be a change in the media narrative. Things will go back to normal. Everything will be allowed to go back to normal. When the you'll be told, listen, the best thing we can do is all catch it. Now, regarding the disorders, some will argue that the Democrats do not actually pull the strings of the Antifa and Black Lives Matter radicals, and hence they don't direct them. Maybe, maybe not, but the Democrat mayors and governors certainly do control their respective local police forces, and those forces, if allowed, would quash the disturbances. So the chaos that is being inflicted on cities like Chicago and New York and Portland and Seattle is not due to the strength of the radicals. It is because the urban city mayors and prosecutors and blue state governors have turned a blind eye to the riots and the looting. And in some cases, they even encouraged it and also refused to prosecute those criminals when caught. When a Democrat in the Oval Office, with that happening, that tacit support for Antifa and BLM will be evaporating, allowing the Trump-hating media to tout the ensuing peace as proof that Trump was the problem all along. And as to the Wuhan flu, all of a sudden science, all this science has been being squashed, real science will be released from its captivity and allowed to be voiced in public. The lockdown mania and all that goes with it will be dramatically toned down so as to get a Democrat economic boom rolling. The fluctuating Dr. Anthony Fauci and his ilk will sing a different tune, and if not, they'll be shoved aside for more compliant public health authorities. Nobody in the media is going to complain. And the media will then spin a yarn that if Joe or Kamala Harris had been president from the start, the Wuhan flu's death toll would be a fraction of what it is, and the economy never would have suffered as it has under Trump. All false, but that's the story that will be presented to the American public. But on the other side of the coin, even the most enthusiastic of Democrats realize that Lazy Joe could well go down in flames in November. He's going to try to campaign from his basement. He'll send Kamala, as he calls her, out to do things. He doesn't want to debate. There's a lot of problems with that. Ask Hillary how that worked out for you, Joe. So right now, what they're trying to do is actively lay the groundwork to salvage what they can from a loss. This would be a continuation of a steadfast resistance to the Trump presidency, and the foundation for this is now being laid. And the intent is to make it as much of a mess of the November election as possible. This will be done by shenanigans such as voting by mail, staged claims of voter suppression, ballot harvesting, fraudulent vote counting in Democrat-controlled areas, illegal aliens voting in mass, and who knows what else. And by the way, for all of you that are afraid that you're not going to get to vote and you're only going to be allowed to vote by mail, they have not made it mandatory to where you have to vote by mail. If you can get over the fear of being out in the open, you can go to the polling place. I fully intend to. As far as that goes, many experts are already predicting we're not likely to know the results until well after election night. And this is the fertile ground for the Democrats' vote-stealing and ballot box stuffing, something the party is very experienced with. If Biden wins, the election mess will be swept under the rug. They will rush to seats of power without looking back. Trump's reelected, the left will scream the election was fixed, and Trump is an illegitimate president. The media will regurgitate Democrat talking points as fact day after day. It will be a replay of the 2016-2019 time frame. That such a cynical and indeed immoral plan would irreparably damage our election system and possibly result in civil disorder does not faze the Democrats in the slightest, because their quest for power is absolute. It doesn't know any bounds. The left, the Democrats are of the left, are willing to trample the facts, the truth, law, tradition, common decency, and the well-being of America to achieve their objective. Lies and deceit, those are their weapons. Anyone who doubts this hasn't been awake. So as of this moment, it is completely impossible to ensure the integrity of the coming 2020 election, given the way many election laws are unenforced and how the skids are being greased for disruption. The media cannot be relied upon to oversee a fair election. In fact, the media is a major part of the problem. And the best way, actually the only way, for Trump to get a fair shake is by a large voter turnout on his behalf, as to overwhelm the cheating. Plus, it would be really nice if we could actually come out in mass and take the House back and hold on to the Senate. That will also be necessary to thwart Plan B of the Democrats. It's actually quite sad that it has come to this part, but this is politics in America in the 21st century, which, you know, when John Lott was on here, we talked about mail-in voting, and that works nowhere. Nobody else does it. Nobody else is even considering it. But it shouldn't surprise you, because, most of Europe is back in play. You know, how much do you hear about coming out of Europe about COVID-19? Not much. Still happening here. We have 5% of the overall population in the world, but we got all the other stuff happening. We're number one in everything else in COVID-19. But it would be interesting just to see what that would look like if Biden wins. I'd like to see how that actually turns out. So, you got to go vote. Please, go vote. Vote. And, you know, like I said, for me, for you, if you're my age, we're fine. We're good to go for the most part. But the kids, do we want to leave them with this legacy? I don't. I don't want to leave them with this legacy. So, let's go to the polling place, shall we? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If it's okay to show up to protest, it's certainly okay to show up and vote in person. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on Fox News there. Meadows also said that there will not be any sorting machines between now and the election taken offline. In March, when the CARES Act was passed, Congress gave the Postal Service a $10 billion borrowing authority. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Iraq is getting just over $200 million in aid for things like food and water.
We're committed to helping Iraq achieve economic prosperity, freedom from foreign meddling in its internal affairs, and improve relationships with its neighbors as well.
The Secretary of State making that announcement during a briefing with the Iraqi foreign minister, Pompeo saying that rule of law was also discussed as well. You're listening to USA Radio News. California Governor Gavin Newsom is declaring a state of emergency in response to wildfires in California. The state is continuing to battle fires all over the state. They also have a heat wave and rolling blackouts and the coronavirus pandemic. Ricky Young with Cal Fire says,
this one's especially challenging with the given the hot, dry conditions and the rugged, roadless areas we're dealing with.
Jeff Nicolini is defying mandatory evacuation orders and protecting his winery. He tells CBS News,
If the fire gets a little bit closer, we have the hoses out and ready to make a stand.
The FDA is pausing the use of blood plasma as a treatment for COVID-19. Top U.S. health officials intervened last week to keep the FDA from approving emergency use of plasma containing antibodies taken from people who have recovered from the disease as an infusion for those currently suffering from it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I often observe that leftists want you disenfranchised, enslaved, and or dead. I do this because manifestly leftists want you disenfranchised, enslaved, and or dead. This week provided more proof. And of course, our president was awful because he made peace in the Middle East. Some people might find it extreme or even kooky to observe the left wants you disenfranchised, enslaved, and or dead. These people have not been paying attention, or they have been paying attention and want you to drop your guard. Two particularly ugly incidents reaffirm this obvious truth. Donald Trump's brother passed away over the weekend, and in the least surprising turn of events, leftists expressed their sincere sadness that the brother who died was not Donald Trump. Think about that. Donald Trump's crime is that he beat them in an election. And that's it. He never held office before any of this. They get out there and they say, well, he is the cause of all of the nation's woes. And the people that are telling you this have been in politics and held office, federal office, for 35 years, 30 years, 40 years, whatever it is. They name it. They've been, and they're actually the legislators. You know, the president is just the guy that signs off. He actually has to have something stuck in his face in order for him to make it law. That's what the executive does. You know, he ran an election against the smartest woman in the world, and he won it. She's not very likable. She didn't know how to campaign. She's definitely not her husband. She's definitely not Barack Obama. So she didn't know how to run a campaign, and she lost. And for this, they wish him dead. But Trump is not really the target of all this hate. You're the target because you defied them. Because you had political views that they dislike. And if they want Trump dead for having different views, they want you dead too. T-O-O also. They want you dead as well. In Portland, where the Democrat mayor and the Democrat DA have decided not to enforce the law, some rioting Joe Biden voters blocked the road, tore a guy out of his car, and beat him unconscious as the cops did nothing. I don't know what his particular condition is just this particular moment. But think, you know, that could have been anybody. That could have been you. That could have been somebody in your family. And the Democrats also want to disarm you. So you will not only will the cops not protect you, but you won't be able to protect yourself. Now tell me again how it is they don't want you dead. He managed to pull off the first Israeli-Arab peace treaty in nearly three decades last week. The last time, I think the biggest one that occurred prior to this was Jimmy Carter's. You might not have heard about this since the news was dominated by convoluted conspiracies involving the post office. And the left was miserable about that because, you know, of course, the media missed a terrific opportunity to ask the president if he ever considered how all his reckless peacemaking might hurt the arms industry. I'm serious about that. I fully expect that. And if they weren't obsessing over the mail, I'm absolutely convinced that we would have heard about it. But in the meantime, we have, you know, since this choice has been made by Hayden Biden to pick Kamala, as he calls her, Harris, to be his running mate, you have all these little girls of alternately Tamil and Afro-Caribbean descent, depending on which is the most politically useful at the moment, who have been endlessly told by unspecified haters that they can never be nominated to be vice president. They were inspired by Kamala Harris's selection by whoever selected her on behalf of Grandpa Badfinger. And if they hook up with a powerful married Democrat man, the initial connection can fuel their rise to power, too. So take that, all you modern-day Bull Connors. You know, he was a Democrat, but don't worry about that. I won't cotton to them little girls of alternately Tamil and Afro-Caribbean descent, depending on which is most politically useful at the moment, thinking they can be vice president someday. They're probably drawling as they twirl their little mustaches. Well, Kamala showed all the haters. Girls of that oddly specific demographic can be nominated to be vice president. Let's take it one step further. They don't even have to hook up with a powerful married Democrat man and fuel their rise to power via that initial connection to do it. Yes, Kamala did, but so did the ethnically uninteresting pantsuit. But those little girls can do it by themselves. And if they're Democrats, you know, maybe. And if they're Republicans, better chance. Speaking of Sarah Palin, it's great to see that it's once again bad to criticize a woman running for vice president. Now, criticizing Kamala has been officially declared racist and cisgender and sexist, as well as sexist, cisgender, and racist by the New York Times, all the Pinko Twitter, and the FritoCon, so we better not criticize her. You get this? You understand that? no criticism. You just get to sit back and let the tsunami of excitement created by the nomination of this avaricious grasper wash over you. Can you feel the excitement? It's exciting. We know because the media told us that people are thrilled that Gropey Joe's fickle finger failure fell upon Kamala. And she's a pragmatic moderate. And once again, you can't criticize her. Then you're all of the horrible is and phobe things that they have already been calling you for years. And at this point, you know, given what has been happening for years, I'm not really sure how much we have to lose. If you cry wolf long enough, don't be shocked if we shrug when a, you know, hirsute Lon Chaney Jr. shows up doing the mambo to the dulcet tones of Warren Zevon. Except we will say whatever we want about her, including but not limited to providing commentary on her cheesy debut in the world of politics. Pointing out her history is not just mean. Her history is indicative of her pattern of behavior, and when the purported president is one broken hip away from the 25th Amendment bill, everything about her matters. The fact is, she has hiked her way along the cursus honorum by being as figuratively accommodating to California tech zillionaires and the Frisco limo libs as she apparently was literally to Willie Brown. We're told that's not supposed to matter, but it does matter, and we're going to talk about it, whether or not the lib blue checks still literally, you know, start literally shaking in their boots while we do it. And if I get labeled, as you know, if this is not misogyny, but if that happens, how do you demonstrate hatred for women by observing that a woman got a career kickstart by making a play for another woman's man? But, of course, no woman has ever talked bad about another woman for getting ahead thanks to her, shall we say, versatility. Women love ambitious homewreckers and never, ever speak ill of them, according to the important and smart elite people who have apparently never met a woman. So, hey, they want to kill you, but don't worry about it, and don't say anything bad about Kamala, because talk bad about Kamala, bad. Be excited about Kamala, good. That's just the way it works. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You may have wondered, as you've been scanning nearly empty shelves at your local gun store, scrolling through page after page of out-of-stock ammunition at your favorite online store, why it is that firearms and ammunition manufacturers aren't expanding their operations to meet the surge in demand from customers. Because after all, we've had record-setting gun sales every month since March. The NSSF estimates that more than, you know, it's between 2 and 4 and 11, you know, who knows how many millions of new gun people are out there that purchase a gun for the first time this year. And clearly these companies can't meet the current demand. So doesn't it make sense to expand, even if that means laying out millions of dollars to retool factories to increase productivity? Not necessarily, as reporter Aaron Smith of Forbes points out in a new story, even though, you know, demand for guns and ammunition has never been higher, adding production capacity isn't cheap or easy or fast, and most companies are looking at the future with caution because they don't know what's going to happen to gun sales after the November elections, although I think that's a mistake. I'll tell you that. I think that's a mistake. From Forbes, we get they don't want to get burned like in 2016 when sales surged to record levels only to implode on Election Day. Sales then were driven by fears of gun control fueled by mass shootings. Well, and also an impending... Everybody told us Hillary was going to get elected. And some people believe that. But then those fears evaporated with the election of President Trump, a Republican endorsed by the NRA. Gun sales plunged immediately after his election, resulting in layoffs and sliding stocks from Ruger and Smith & Wesson. Gunmakers fear the fickle consumers could slow down spending depending on election results, the severity of the pandemic, or the persistence of clashes between police and protesters. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. Excuse me. I know some of you that are gun owners. Some of you have actually contacted me and you've said, Bill, I'd like to get a little more ammunition. Some of you have contacted me and said, Bill, I'd like to get it. I was going to get an AR-15. I just never got around to it. And I'm going to tell you, buying a gun or preparation or whatever, however you want to look at this, you do this when it is cheap and plentiful. So you don't have to buy and settle for some things. There's some people out there that bought high point pistols. Nothing wrong with a high point pistol. Definitely not my first choice. There's some people that bought, guns by marginal builders. Not my first choice, but then again, they were just looking to buy something. But I'll bet you this. If Donald Trump wins re-election in November, it is likely that some of the demand for firearms will subside. But, I mean, then the next thing that comes up is, well, what's the violence level going to go to? It's going to go higher if that happens. The biggest drivers of gun sales appear to be civil unrest and violence. And we see this nightly in cities across the country. Now, I don't want that to continue in order for you to go out there and say to yourself, I need to buy a gun. I want you to say to yourself, I need to buy a gun just in case. I need to train with a gun just in case. This is why you have a spare tire and a fire extinguisher in your house and first aid kits and health insurance and car insurance and all these other things. You have all of these things just in case. And the time to worry about, do I need a means of self-defense? Look around you, people. The defund you movement, defund the police, that's in full swing. In other places, the cops are being told to stand down while people get beaten to a pulp. So, I think it would be a mistake to slow down on production, and I also think it would be a mistake to slow down on buying. Because if you bought X amount of ammunition, then go train with it and get some more. A gun, like a martial art, is a perishable skill. Being able to shoot a gun is a perishable skill. But, right now everybody's trying to make predictions. Back to Forbes. Like any other manufacturing-based firearm and ammunition makers, forecast their best analysis for what the demand will be for their products in the coming year. That includes placing orders for raw materials, including bar stock to make barrels, component materials to make ammunition, predicting labor, warehousing and shipping costs, distribution channels, and retail demand. Volatility makes this difficult to predict. Soaring demand in 2016 leading up to the election was followed by a glut in the market after 2017 and 2018. Some smaller manufacturers didn't survive the transition and went out of business. The larger survivors learned valuable lessons, making them cautious even in times of record sales. That kind of reaction, in order to meet demand, comes with risk. Here's what I'm going to tell you about the whole glut. Everybody out there anticipated a Hillary Clinton victory. And everybody out there bought like there was no buying. There's never going to be any more buying again. For the next 4 years, it was going to be a bull market on guns. And then, I'm just going to say it. They were counting on your fear. Buying a gun out of fear, to me, is counterproductive. If you're cautious, yes, buy a gun. If you're going to train with it, yes, buy a gun. Buying a gun to have a gun out of fear is silly. If you're not going to undertake the time it takes to train with it, if you're not going to do the things you need to do in order to be proficient with it, might be a waste of your time. Now, I think with all these new gun owners and the new normal, whenever we get there, that's going to include increased demand for both guns and ammunition compared to what we saw back in 2017 and 2018. for a lot of people, you know, AR-15s are very hard to find. So I anticipate seeing those numbers go up. Sidearms. Some of these people have had to settle. They're going to, you know, they're going to try to find update, you know, upgrade. It's not great news to sit back there and say nothing's going to get back to normal, but here's the thing. When it is cheap, that's when you buy this stuff. Instead of there being a rush to buy ARs, which there's been there was two and a half years of inventory sitting on shelves. And now they're gone for the most part, except for the very, very, very expensive models. Those people bought them when they couldn't find ammo for them. Or if they're finding ammo for them, they're paying twice what it's worth. Now, I get it from a business perspective, but for those of us that are out there that are constantly trying to prepare and stay prepared and, you know, get an edge and retain that edge and all this other stuff, we simply cannot afford to sit back and say, oh, well, you know, Trump's president, they're not going to do anything. Ask the people of Virginia how that worked out. Ask the people in California how that's working out. In New Jersey and Chicago, Trump's president, sure, we didn't get anything federally, but the states are a mess. An absolute mess. So, you know. There is no rest. There is no relaxation in an ideological combat theater. And I'll tell you what else will happen if Trump does win, which I expect him to win. When Trump wins, I fully expect for a bunch of Republicans to go, wow, I'm going to take a break because I'm really tired because that really took a lot out of me. Not me. Not I. It'll be a different, there'll be another day. It never gives up. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.